that we're going to come to the place where none of that's ultimately going to do us any good. We're going to have to walk by faith. He's going to be our provider.
Yes, amen.
And well, and the provision that they had in the wilderness, in the time of Moses, in the time of Joseph, in the time of Jesus, and in the end time of the man-child, is these people who have learned to walk that way first. See, Moses already went through his wilderness experience before
right.
he took Israel into his wilderness experience.
Oh, sure he did.
And Jesus did the same thing. Jesus already went into his wilderness and overcame the devil
right.
and got the anointing to come back and bring the people of God into that wilderness, you see. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen in the end time. God's just repeating history. Don't fear. The provision is there. God has already provided. He's going to provide with people who are going to walk in the steps of Jesus, and the rest of the people of God are going to learn from these people who walk in the steps of Jesus and begin to walk in the same way. Like Jesus raised up the early disciples who went out and they called them Christians.
Right.
They called them Christians because they walked just like he walked. They had the same power in their hands, the same authority from God, and they knew it. And the man-child's ministry is to raise up another two-witness ministry. You know, Jesus raised up the two witnesses. He was the man-child who raised up the two witnesses who went forth two by two in every place he was about to come. They said, "We are his witnesses."
Right.
You see? And guess what? They went out there in the same power and anointing, the former reign anointing. Now, we haven't come yet. Church has said that we've come to the latter rain in the 1900s, but that's a lie. It says the morning of the third day. We
right.
have not yet seen this great anointing that's about to fall upon the people of God. It's going to fall first on the man-child and then on the witnesses, just like it says, just like it as Jesus and his disciples gave us a type. Matter of fact, the Bible says, when Christ, who is our life, shall be manifested, then shall we also with him be manifested in glory. Or appear, it's the same word. You know what? It's the same word we just looked at a while ago, phaneru. It means to shine. The glory of God shining out of God's people. The glory of Jesus Christ is going to shine out of God's people. People think this is talking about the second coming of the Lord, the physical coming of the Lord. But if you look at the word, you know that that's not true. Remember what he said. The mystery which has been hidden for ages and generations, but now has been made manifest to the saints, to whom God was pleased to make known what is the riches of his glory, of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we proclaim, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. This is the mystery that's been hidden for ages again in our day. And what's going to happen is God, through this, through the unleavened bread, which is going to be shared, like Jesus always shared the unleavened bread. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the
right.
Sadducees. That's the religion, you know, that we've been used to. But suddenly we're going to be faced with this unleavened bread and the latter rain. See, how can Jesus live in you if the Word doesn't live in you? He is the Word, right?
Amen. One second. Let me make a clarification. I think I understand what you're getting at by this. The unleavened bread is the unadulterated Word of God, right?
Yes.
Yeah, amen. I just don't know if everybody out there was understanding that.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you pointed that out. The unleavened bread. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And the disciples understood that he meant their teaching.
Right. So do I.
And the thing is, once again, God is going to raise up people to bring forth this unleavened bread, and the anointing is going to fall on it of the latter rain. And Christ is going to be manifested in his people, and first in a first fruits, like he always has throughout history, first in a first fruits, like Moses, who already went into his wilderness, like Jesus, like Joseph. First it's going to happen in a first fruits, but then it's going to happen in the ingathering. You see, the harvest in the Old Testament was twofold, right? Exodus 23. First
right.
it was the first fruits, and then the ingathering harvest, right? The great harvest, you see. The first fruits harvest was a small harvest of fruit that had come to maturity early, right? But then comes the ingathering harvest, the great harvest, you see. God is preparing a way in the wilderness. He's preparing a man-child ministry in the wilderness. It's those who are going to teach the people of God how to walk in the steps of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is going to live in them like he promised. This is the gospel. This is the good news that should have been proclaimed from the very beginning.
Right.
An epiphany is coming before a parousia, and God's people are only counting on his physical coming. The people that want to fly away, if they only understood what God's about to do, bring the church into everything that Jesus Christ was and he is. This is
right.
His plan. He's going to prove the power of his salvation. He's not sending us into a wilderness where we're going to be desperate. He's sending us there to teach us to walk by faith and to have the power of God and the provision of God. And yes, when God's people go into that wilderness, they are going to have their own provision. But very quickly, God's going to start showing them how to live by his provision. And
right.
It's going to be awesome. I'm so encouraged. I'm so joyful about what God has told me for 30 years he's about to do. It's just so exciting. 30 years ago, over 30 years ago, when I was 1 year old in the Lord started giving me the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. And he started revealing to me the wonderful things that are going to happen in the tribulation period. Saints, just get your eyes on the Lord. Don't be fearful of a thing. Don't worry. God is going to provide for you. He's going to provide for you, and then he's going to provide through you, because the power of God is going to come through you as you let that word live in you. You know, you're going to become the word made flesh. Remember, Jesus went away so that he could come again, so that his body, his corporate body in the earth, could do the greater works. Why?
Praise
because
the
now the same works are going to be done all over the world. That's exciting, isn't it, Pastor Dan?
Well, that's really exciting. And I do have, I'd like to make a few small comments. One of the biggest things that's always hurt my heart was, let's go back a few years back and before Y2K, and there was two groups of people, a lot of them that were saying that they were going to, well, they're not going to worry about anything. They were going to totally be prepared by faith, for the Lord to take care of them. And they felt that if you prepared and did anything, then, you weren't living by faith. And then there was another group that stored up a lot of things, and, it came to naught. But in fact, we got donations of a lot of that Y2K food down at our mission to feed the people right after Y2K.
Praise the Lord.
But praise the Lord. But my biggest thing that hurt my heart all the way through that was the fact that I knew that, I know the Lord does tell us to prepare somewhere, whether it's to have extra food on the shelf, just for a small storm or something. But for something big like that that we're not going to be able to have any control in, my heart looks towards the poor. If it's the case that God wanted us to prepare, then how could the poor prepare like that? And God's not going to leave his poor destitute.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I've got letters from widows and, women that are, 60, 70 years old that says, Pastor Dan, how am I going to get through this time, And that's why your message of faith is such a great thing for them. I want to put this in their hands. And these are the people that we need to talk to, because there are so many people out there, Brother David, that have heard from many, many different ministries that they have to store up, they have to do this, they have to do that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They're broken, They don't have no money. They don't know what to do. And so, the church isn't telling them anything. The church isn't even telling them to prepare spiritually for it, because they're telling them they're going to fly out.
Yes, exactly.
So this message is so important right now, Brother David.
Well, Jesus was our example. He was the example. He was the sign. A virgin shall conceive and bear this sign. He was a sign. The word there is ooth. It means an omen of something to come. Jesus was a sign of what's coming again. He said he was coming again as a little baby born to a woman, Listen, when Jesus, as a sign, fed the multitudes in the wilderness, the word is translated desert, but it's the same word.
Right.
All of those people were poor. They were all poor because none of them had what they needed out there,
No, nobody did.
He multiplied the fishes and the loaves. I shared with you how the Lord multiplied food for me twice.
Right.
And I'm telling you, you can't get anywhere where God's arm is so short that he can't reach you. Forget about that kind of thinking. That's just the wrong kind of thinking. Jesus Christ is with you, and he shall be in you. That's the great thing. Is as we receive this word and we begin to walk in his steps, because the Bible says anybody that abides in him, let him walk as he walked. We
right.
have the authority of the word of God to walk as he walked. And the Bible also says, if that abide in you which you heard from the beginning, then you abide in the Son. You see, what God's going to restore is what we've heard from the beginning, not the dead religion that we've been hearing all. You know why God's people are so afraid about going into a wilderness? Because they never really understood the gospel, nor the provision that God made through Jesus Christ. God planned for Jesus to live in us. And
yes,
we've got
yes.
to believe the gospel so that he can do it. Because the good news is the power of God unto salvation to the one that believes it. Remember what,
yes,
he, what Paul said in Thessalonians? He said, because our word unto you was believed in that day.
Well, David, you know, but there's a... It's, I know the people's faith is weak because, you know, it says in Romans 10:17, so faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. But, you know, you go to the different churches, Brother David, and I, you know, you don't, just how much do you hear, what, 2 or 3 minutes worth of actual scripture? You don't hear real faith being preached. And, you know, so the body of Christ is just defenseless.
Yes, yes. And the thing is, how are they going to teach you faith if they don't live faith? You can't give
right.
away
Amen.
Something you don't have.
Example.
You, it's just dead letter if you're trying to give away something you don't have. You know,
right.
if you live faith, then you can give faith away to people. You can tell them. I've been there, you know.
Right.
You know, the Lord told me years ago, he said, I'm sending you through a wilderness so you can tell my people. So you can tell my people that I still supply there. I couldn't tell you that unless I'd been there. It would just be a dead letter to me,
yes,
you know?
Amen. Well, David, you know, nobody, and I, especially in the work that I do, you know, nobody ever wants to be told, I know how you feel and all that, unless mm-hmm. you've actually been there, because they can see right through it. And so I always tell people, you know, what the Lord puts you through is what's going to become your testimony.
Yes. Amen. That's the truth. And you know what? The Word, the real Word. Get in the Word, folks, because the Word in you is just like the Word in Jesus, folks. He came in a body of flesh, but inside that body was the Word made flesh. And, you know, he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Get into the Word. Let those words get in you. Those words are the spirit and life of Jesus Christ. I mean, we need to become the Word made flesh. We need the Word more than we really need religion or gathering around religious groups. We need the Word in our heart, folks. Store the Word. Ask God. I did. I asked God, Lord, put your Word in my heart. I prayed. I asked the Lord for truth for a solid year, and suddenly the Word of knowledge and wisdom hit me. After 3 prophets had prophesied that it was coming on me, the
right.
Word of knowledge and wisdom hit me. And, you know, I prayed for the truth, and I prayed for it for a solid year. When God finally hit me with that. And you know, the Lord is about to share such truth that's going to spark life in God's people to believe the true gospel, that Jesus actually lives in them, that they are now dead because of their baptism and their uniting with the death of Christ. They were crucified with Christ. They're going to begin to believe the good news by faith so that God can bring it to pass. God's going to prove the power of his salvation. And the only way he can do that, the Bible says, his power is made perfect in weakness. You understand? He's bringing us into a wilderness, to a place of weakness, so that God can prove his power. He wants to make his glory known among his people. The reason we're going into the wilderness is not to come to a place of desperation. It's the reason we're going there is so that we will be weak. We will not be able to provide our own through our own power and our own strength, so that God's power and his strength. You see, God's a jealous God.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know that.
He doesn't want to share his glory with another. He don't want to share his glory with you, you see? And his glory, his power, is going to be made perfect in our weakness. That's what he told Paul, and he still believes that. The wilderness
yeah.
is that place of weakness.
Amen.
You can't provide for yourself. There's just nothing there to provide. But God's power is going to be there. So have faith in him. Because he's going to take care of you. Right, brother?
That's powerful stuff. Right now we're at Messiah's Branch. We're going through, well, we're just now right at Passover. We're in Exodus. And this I've read it many times, but this is this time going through it. There are so many shadow pictures of what's about to happen that it's just amazing. It's just coming out at me and like showing God, you know, like you said, he's a jealous God. His whole purpose for, you know, keep making Pharaoh's heart be hardened. She wanted to show his power and glory and take care of him. But praise the Lord. Faith, yeah, amen. This message really needs to be out. Sir, you we're about 10:50 or 6:52. I want to have you bring your website up in a minute and everything, in case somebody hasn't heard it from a previous program. But you are coming in and finish up talking some more on Thursday, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I sure will.
Okay, so I'm going to tell them a little bit about that program. That'll be Thursday at 8 p.m. Central, folks. That's on Spirit One Radio Network. You can find that on our website, our radio program website, but David's going to come back with us. And what I'm going to ask David now is, David, what if some of these people have some questions? Can they email and can I forward them to you so you could answer their questions next when you come on that program if they have any questions?
Well, that would be all right, or they could go straight to my website. I have an excellent search on the front of my website.
Great.
And they're streaming audio teachings all over my website and text teachings all over my website, americaslastdays.com. They can go there, and they can do a search and for any subject they want, and it'll probably come up, you know, if they use the right keywords, you know.
Didn't you just, now I know you've got tapes and videos, didn't you just finish another tour for the Prophecy Club?
Yes, I sure did, and it was very good, very good. I found a lot of hungry, eager people out there in the cities, and it was a blessing.
Well, that's what I was curious about. If the people are they starting to receive this message of faith?
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. I mean, I believe it's going to be just like it was in Jesus' day, is that there's going to be the people that love the status quo, and they're going to fight against the truth.
Right.
Because they've taught otherwise. And then there's going to be people like the disciples who follow Jesus and the man-child who's going to walk as Jesus walked too. And these people are going to be walking in this power. So, I mean, it's going to be fought against by some. And because many are called and few are chosen. Frankly, that's what the Bible says, right?
Right. Amen.
And Jesus, by the way, Jesus came, the man-child Jesus came, to get a remnant out of Judaism there, right?
Right.
I mean, those disciples came out of the sects of Judaism, the denominations, if you will, of Judaism, to follow him. And basically the same thing's about to happen, folks. I mean, the denominational folks, the sects of Christianity, they're going to feel threatened by this message that comes forth and this power that comes forth because the same reason they were threatened in Jesus' day. They're Pharisees, you see.
Right.
Praise God for what he's going to do. He's going to get a remnant again, this time out of the church. And then out of natural Israel, you know. So praise be to God.
Yeah. I'm just listening to you. I'm awed by it, you know. I know what's coming, and I can see it coming, and I understand it. But, you know, my heart is just like this. You know, I've got a pastor's heart, and I hurt for so many people. I see through their heart. In their eyes, and they just, you know, they're not prepared for it.
Yeah.
They haven't been getting the word put in them. They've just been getting a name it and claim it victory thing, and
yeah.
So you know, I'm praising the Lord for people like you that have such great faith that can teach these people and be a strong word for them and heal their heart.
Well, remember when Moses was sent to Egypt as the man child, the people of God were in bondage.
Yes, they were.
What does
bondage
that mean?
Now.
The people of God now, today, are in bondage in Egypt. And he's coming to shake this world, kind of like the judgments that fell upon Egypt, so that God's people will be willing to go into the wilderness, you see.
Right.
All that's a type and a shadow for us, like 1 Corinthians 10 and 11 says. But the judgments didn't come upon Egypt to destroy God's people. They came upon Egypt to destroy the Egyptians. And they came upon Egypt to make God's people willing to go out into the wilderness.
Right. Something's going to have to shake them up to get them out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, right.
You know, I read an article, just real briefly, I got about a minute, but I read an article recently, David, of how the churches are spending so much money on evangelism, but the money that they're spending on evangelism isn't to get for the sinners, it's to get the people from the church down the street.
And yes, isn't that true?
That's just so incredible. And so, you know, I have faith. The Lord's going to care for his people, but he's going to have to shake that church up to get them out of there because they have them so comfortable. The churches are providing for giving them schools and are giving them, you know, just about anything that they want except for what they need.
Right. Well, yeah. Like in Jesus' day, those disciples were among the few who recognized Jesus when he came. And the man child's coming with the same situation. There is a remnant that's going to recognize this ministry as being from God, and the rest are not going to recognize it.
Well, like we did before, we've talked almost a lot last, so I'm going to have to say shalom and goodbye, and I'll talk with you on Thursday. And I'm looking forward to it. Saints, remember, that's going to be at 8 o'clock, and I'll be advertising it. It'll be 8 p.m. Central, and Brother David will be back with us. And so I say to you folks this week, Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord's face shines upon you and be gracious to you and give you peace. Until next week, this is Pastor Dan saying shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.